Momcast is brought to you by the Hutta family of orthodontists
and America's Floor Source.
All right, there are a few things that it's tough to talk about when you're a mom.
Mommy!
It's the Momcast.
Really, Mom?
Mommy!
Mom!
You are listening.
Momcast!
And Momcast.
Welcome back to another Momcast, and I love when Heather comes up with a topic of conversation. She's really adamant about talking about this. So I'm going to turn it over to Heather, and we brought a member of our mom squad in. So this is serious business.
Yes, because I'm getting to the point where it's coming. You know, it's like the train coming on the tracks and you can't stop it. It's headed my way. And I'm talking about those hormones. And honestly, I didn't think this would be a thing because my daughter is not quite 10 yet. But then,
oh, honey,
it was actually Elaine, who we're welcoming today, who said to me in another conversation something about her daughter. And I thought, oh, I've never thought about this, because I still picture my 9-year-old in a diaper, because in my mind, she's still little, but she's going to be 10. And from what I've read since talking with Elaine, kids, boys and girls, can start experiencing those puberty hormones as early as 9.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Easily.
So here we go. Mm-hmm. So I thought this would be a great topic to talk with moms and dads who are either getting ready to experience it or living in it. But, mm-hmm. you know, that old saying, they grow up so fast. It's happening. It's fast. So, Elaine, tell us about your kids first.
Okay. So I have terrible news for you, because it starts early and then it just doesn't seem to end. I mean, right now, my daughter is 12 and a half. She'll be 13 at the end, well, in a few months. And we started with, you know, the body parts changing. And that was, you know, my kids are in a lot of sports. And she was, I saw in first or second grade, I was like, yeah, come over here. You're putting a sports bra on. And she was extremely uncomfortable because she's like, I'm the only person wearing that. You know, they never want to be the only person doing anything, you know? And I was like, but you're going to, this is a cool thing. This is a trendy thing. I'm like, yeah, we can't be running around with stuff jiggling, you know? I mean, just hold it, right? And so then all of a sudden, why everyone's going like, what's under your shirt? You know, because first grade and second grade, they're not doing that, you know? So then we had to go to like maybe camis, not straight up sports bras. But then now it's just like, you know, she lives in sports bras. But now it's like, are you wearing the ones that have like the right elastic, because still too much movement. But it's also like the smell, you know, I'm praying that maybe that'll stop at some point, but I don't know. I was just saying to Stacy, I mean, my pets are the best smelling things in the house, and that's concerning.
Well, and to be fair, both of your kids, your son and your daughter, are athletes.
Yes.
They do sweat. But is it a different smell? Because we all love the smell of our kids, at least for now. But
honey.
No,
it's
not
a different smell. It's a different smell. Okay. I need to know what to expect. So this is great. Sweat?
Okay. So let's put it this way. I have deodorant wipes in my car, which just the other day was used on her face, not on her armpits.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, great. Now your face smells lovely, but really, wipe the armpits. And we have deodorant wipes in multiple places. We have the stuff without aluminum, because if you have to apply it over and over again, you know, but then we had to switch to aluminum, probably in third grade. Because I'm like, yeah, this stuff isn't working. So it's not helping. So you have to just kind of pay attention. And a lot of times they don't think that they smell, because it that's just how they smell, you know? And you're like, you're smelly.
Is that how you tell them?
I mean, you know, and also my kids are ethnic. I think we talked about this like with a doctor a long time ago. It's like they have more hair, you know. So when you have hair and that stuff's happening, it kind of like expedites.
Whammy.
Yes, it's a double whammy. So, you know, and I've explained that to them. Like, that's part of who you are, you know. So you have to take care of your body. Everybody goes through a different time. So don't compare yourself with everybody. I was like, when your friends get there, you can say, hey, look at all these fancy products I'm using. I don't know.
Oh yeah, that's a big selling point right there.
Right.
So now we're into like, she smells like A fruit. Like she loves, okay, and I know I'm,
a good
you
fruit
think a fruit is great,
fruit?
But an odor filled fruit. It's kind of, again, I go back to the doctor. I will never forget this when we did that mom cast. And she goes, well, if you put perfume over your odor, you're just masking, and then you have like
right.
smelly perfume, right? That's pretty much what happens. So that's why we have the wipes. We have, you know, I'm like, okay, please don't do that. Like wipe it off, air it out, and reapply. And then you can smell like a coconut or whatever beach product, or you know, like yeah. bubble gum.
Right. And I mean, and ooh. So has she started
yeah.
her period? Yeah. So that definitely then adds,
yeah.
as we know, ladies,
yeah.
then there's that to deal with,
yeah.
which is also a thing. And you have to have that whole conversation again about hygiene and how to handle it. So not only are you dealing with the whole idea of it happening and making sure they know everything and how males and females work and all yep. of that, then you have the hygiene portion that you have to, you'll find yourself saying things, I think, Heather, that you never thought you'd have to say.
Yes.
You know, about, oh, you can't do that, or you don't do yes. that, or that's not where that goes, or, you know, and the whole thing can be really, really, really tricky.
But mine's usually like, but why?
Right.
Why did we think this was a good option, you know?
Uh-huh.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
Do you know that there are period panties, period underwear?
I just ordered some
Where
on Amazon.
Where was this when I was growing
up?
Oh, my
gosh. Me, for
what?
My daughter.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. It's like swimsuit material, and it can hold up to like 3 tampons worth. And think about all the girls that had accidents growing up.
Right.
Yeah.
So nope. you still have to wear a feminine product.
You don't have to.
You don't have to. Nope. The ones I purchased.
So it would be like four when it. You don't know when it's going to
yes.
happen.
Yes.
Like my daughter just.
Yes.
She has the app.
Yes.
And yet.
It doesn't.
It
know.
Surprises her
well,
every single time.
Well, because they're not. And especially like with girls
not,
who are, you know, in sports.
Right.
You know, we
She's
don't always get it. Like mm-hmm. I've got it marked in the calendar at 28 days for her because I'm like start watching for
right.
really
right.
crazy mood swings. And like just, you know, mean, like utter meanness on a whole separate level. And you know, you don't want to tell everybody in the house to watch out for it, but you kind of need to know. You know what I mean? I don't want.
Oh, no, I have a sign to my husband. I just like behind Liv's head, I'm like giving him the look like, and he's like, oh, okay. Because he'll get, it's like, what happened to her?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
And I don't always have to even, I don't have the app. Because just what
yeah.
you said, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
She gets meaner than a snake.
The warning.
You know, or she just starts, she'll be in the middle of a conversation and then we'll be talking about puppies and the next thing. And I don't know why.
Yes.
And it's like, what? Why are you crying? And then I just, oh, okay, I know why you're crying.
Well, the reason I don't do that is because my son is 16 and a half and I don't want him
oh.
to ever say to another
right.
person,
no.
another
no, no, no,
girl,
no.
like, are you on your period? Is that why you're like that?
That's
like,
horrible.
No. So, you know,
That's
we don't talk
right.
about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have pulled him aside and I said, your sister's going through changes. So I would maybe reel it back in. If you think she is more so mean, come and speak to me and we'll have a discussion. But you need to back off because this is new. And, you know, we'll give her a year grace period. And after that, it's not an excuse anymore.
That's
right.
right. That's right. right.
Well, I'm past the grace period. So, and yeah, it's not that easy. But you brought up something. You said that Elaine helped you. When we were having a little bit of a discussion amongst us, you said you got an idea from her.
I did.
So you can share that because I'm sure there are a lot of moms that do this.
Yes, and I'm completely obsessed with putting together a period box right now.
Yay.
And I didn't know this was a thing, but if you Google period box, you can
yep.
purchase them. But I'm taking the route of buying my own things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more personal.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no idea. I thought you just put a feminine product in their backpack and cross your fingers that it goes well. That's what I got from when I started puberty. So I thank you, Elaine, first of all, because I don't know that we were even really talking about this in specific. You just kind of said it in passing. I think Eliza was having some other issue with school and it just came up, but it sparked an idea in me. Well, it got me to realize my daughter's going to have some mm-hmm. point have hormones stuff, but also it's a new world. Yeah. A new world from when I was little. Oh my gosh, there's I was in the feminine product aisle for probably 25 minutes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Everything's by number and there's 16 different contraptions that you can use. Yeah. So I'm going to need a really big box. I'm going to buy like a suitcase. It's going to be a period suitcase. I'm going to fill it with, but I've even included the period panties, which are amazing. But so that's great for my daughter, but what did you do for your son? I mean, are the mood swings still there?
Oh,
I mean, what's because I don't think I'll have to go through that, but I am curious because we do have moms and Greg, you have a son. Mm-hmm. What can you expect?
And Greg, we expect any day now we'll be going through puberty.
Yeah.
Mom says any minute now. No, I'm a little far off. It was really cute. My son Davis came into the bathroom yesterday. He goes, "Dad, do you have any cologne?" I'm like, "Oh, you want some cologne?" He goes, "Yeah, my armpits are real stinky." And so it was like my first like dad, son. I was like, "Well, son, you use deodorant for that." And here, and I let him use some of mine. But so we're a little far away, but he's eight. So, you know, not too far behind your daughter, but we, you know, I have one of each. So those conversations are not too far away.
Well, you want to have something, I think, I mean, maybe you guys disagree, but you know, they're going to have a conversation at school.
Yes.
And I always wanted to make sure I beat that because my mom never really had a conversation with me. It was just something that we didn't talk about. And she was very, you know, once it happened, she was a little helpful with it. I mean, you know, do you have what you need? But it wasn't, here's what you need. Yeah. It was, do you have what you need? Based on the conversation that we had at school.
It was a different time.
So I think you should, you know, kind of plan out, Greg, when you have it. I think it's nice to hear at least something from your mom or dad.
I think
before the teachers or
You know, our kids go to Catholic school, so I think it's fifth grade.
Yeah, it might be a little past. As a dad and a male, this is 100%. I bow down to the women and the moms because this is something that most dads kind of get to skate out of. But, you know, we don't have to deal with.
Oh, really?
No, I will tell you, when we had our talk with the son, it was, well, first, hair again was the first thing, and I think I flipped my lid because he was like, "Mom," you know, the very first time he saw it. He summoned me upstairs and I did not have a good reaction because I was not prepared.
Did you hit the floor?
I screamed and then he was like, "Something's wrong with me." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, no, it's not." I'm like, and I run downstairs and I'm like, "You need to go upstairs." And I told my husband, I was like, right now, I can't see that. I'm scarred. Sure. I'm like, I can't do this.
It's
there's
your baby.
A hair.
He's your baby. You know?
See, I would be the same way.
I know.
I would let dad handle
like,
the boys.
Yeah.
And,
well, I guess that's what I'm getting at. I think the period stuff is the moms and the boys.
Well, I will
say, when we
had our conversation with him, we did keep it extremely scientific. And my husband is a scientist, so it's very easy for him. And, you know, there's, you got to break through the first minute of like, "Oh my gosh, I don't want to talk to you about this. Stop it." And I'm like, "Calm down. You know, you're going to hear it from us one way or the other. This is going to be as quick and painless as you make it. So here's the deal. This is what happens." And then, you know, once you break through that and keep it, like, you know, it's like, "Why are you uncomfortable? This is going to happen."
Right.
"One way or the other. You're welcome. You're hearing it from me. And then you will hear it at school. Please also don't inform everybody else. Their parents are doing that." Because, you know, you always don't want that one kid to tell everybody what's going to happen. Right.
Yeah. Yes.
And so that was important. But for him, you know, it was the smells. He doesn't smell quite as much now. He's very conscious of it, too. He still doesn't do cologne. He does it. So I bought him a cologne, like, when he was 10. I think he still has it. He's 16.
It's probably expired.
Yeah. I'm like, "I don't think you should use that." The one thing that just happened is that, wow, mood swings for teens is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally sat him down. We haven't had a conversation in a long time. And I said, he actually got punished for something. And I was like, "Hand me your phone." He's like, "I can't believe this." His new thing is, "I'm in high school." I'm like, "Yes, I realize that you are a genius and you have the answer to everything.
Oh, yeah.
However, today at this very moment, I own your phone. Goodbye." And then I looked at his phone because that's what I do. I'm like, I pay the bill. I look at the phone, right?
I look at her phone.
And I found a meme that I thought was interesting. It was a TikTok about how you might be an overthinker if, and he had saved it. So I asked him to come upstairs and we had actually a really nice conversation about overthinking things. And he's apparently extremely stressed out. And it's because he's worried about expectations, even though when you start talking about it, "Have I ever made you feel this way?" And we had and here's my husband, completely silent in the kitchen. I'm like, hello, jump in anytime. You got this. Really? So, but you know what? My kid didn't leave the couch. He sat there for 30 minutes and engaged in a conversation with me. And we talk, you know, you talk about like, there's a thing about they get really angry and they don't know what they're angry about. So I told him, or anxiety, and I'm like, start breathing. Take 10 deep breaths. And I told him this like way back when he first started running track and he was nervous. And I can see him doing it on the track. And aww. I'm like, do the same thing. So he doesn't realize. So when he gets really angry or really stressed out, he doesn't know what the situation is. I'm like, take 10 deep breaths. I'll be like, you know, and so now he does it. Like I've actually heard him kick something once and I'm like, nope, you're going to pay for that. So,
oh my gosh, that's so great. It's so great that you sat down with him, because even listening to you and maybe Stacey and Greg can relate, it makes me uncomfortable to have to talk with your kids like that. And but it's so vitally important because it makes them realize that it's okay to talk to us about it maybe, and they aren't going to just shut the door and hide it.
Well, and here's the thing too, though, that I think is really important. And I think a lot of moms and dads know this, but it's a good reminder. It was for me, and that was to start the conversations about everything when they're young.
Yes.
So that this isn't the first time you're having this heart-to-heart conversation. I mean, if you're not building that relationship of, you know, trust, we all have great relationships, but some people are better at like poignant moments or tough conversations than others. Yeah. And, you know, I just was always, I have one kid. And I never thought I could have kids. So now that I have her, I want to have this relationship with her so that someday when she's older, I see her every once in a while. You know, yes. I want to help her through all those tough times. So we have I don't think it's perfect. I'm not going to say that, but we have a pretty good relationship. Yeah. And so when it came to that, it was a little easier than just all of a sudden there's this big thing. And mom's going to talk to me about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so she does. She talks to me about everything. I shouldn't even say that because I don't think she talks to me about everything. I'm sure there are secrets, and there should be. There should be. To me, a 14-year-old girl should have some secrets from her mom or dad, even if it's just feelings or something.
I agree with
you
100%.
She feels confident and comfortable talking to me. And it's the same thing. You will find yourself as they go through these hormonal changes, you know, either chuckling because you see some of yourself in there or going, oh my God, I don't know what this is. and trying to come up with ways to cope. And it's the same with Liv. It's like, I want you to walk upstairs because, you know, at first I found myself engaging with her.
Yes.
And that's easy to do, especially when it's female. You're just engaging and you're going face to face. Wait till your monthlies sync up. It'll be great.
Dad.
And then I realized that's not what you do. You take a breath and say, you know what? Here's what I want you to do. You're upset and I get it right now. Walk upstairs. And it's the same thing. I want you to just take some water and splash it on your face. Just bring it up and splash it on your face and cool off a little bit and have a glass of water and breathe.
While I have my wine.
Yeah. And, and while I think of what I need to say. But you're going to find yourself, and there's no, I don't know that you can even, as you're getting ready to start going through this, I don't know how you can plan for all of that, because there's just, you're going to be surprised.
I do.
You're going to be surprised.
I want to add to that. And this would actually be great for you, because someone told me, and I don't know who, you can see which child is going to maybe, like, you know, for example, with me, have my intensity or temper. And I'm like, ooh. I knew when she was six and she had packed her bag that she was going to be leaving, that this was going to be the one that was going to, I was prepared. I'm like, I've met my match. I know. You know, so back then I started reading and I was like, I'm going to create things and environments or a safe place where I'm like, hey, you know what? And I kept telling her, when you get mad a few years from now and you're really mad at me, you just know that I do love you. And sometimes you're going to get to that point where you're going to be so mad at mom and you're just like, I hate you. Right. But know that I'm still here and we can go do something later. And we might be mad at that moment. You know, but create a routine. For a while there, it was like we went and got manicures or pedicures together. And I was like, this is our thing to do, you know, so that that was like a safe space or an activity that we could just always come back to, like, everything is fine when we do mm-hmm. this. We stopped doing that after she started picking all of it off and it was costing a fortune. But but she knows. And
I like
she
that.
Still says things to me now where she'll be like, don't tell so-and-so's mom that I told you, because everyone's going to be like, gosh, you tell your mom everything. And I'm like, that's okay, though, because we'll discuss it and ask mm-hmm. questions, you know. But I'm like, I think that's important. So start laying the foundation for some of this stuff.
Right.
Stacey's right.
Yeah. The expectation that they can say anything to you and you're going to be okay with it. And because that's what I always tell her. I might not like what you're telling me, but I'm not going to shut you down. And because we had those moments where she said to me, Mom, I just feel like you don't love me when we have these arguments. She said that. And it was like, you know, you immediately, let's sit down. That will never happen. There's not anything you could say or do that would make me not love you. I may not like what you say or do. That doesn't mean you can do whatever you want because you think, oh, well, Mom will still love me. Dad will still love me. But you can't break that relationship. And, you know, so come to me and tell me, you know, and it's very rare when I don't know something. It's very rare. And so, I mean, that's important. And it's all of those things. It sounds weird to talk about all this stuff when you're getting ready to go yeah. through puberty with your girls, but that's yeah. what it's going to be.
Yes.
I think setting parameters, like, you know, and you know, you mentioned something about that, you know, kind of like you're the mom that kind of lets them do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the mom that doesn't, because my kids, you know, my daughter had a challenge at school with a friend, and that happens a lot too. My gosh, good yeah. Lord. Wars should be fought by 12 and 13 year old girls. I'm telling you, it's and negotiating too. Mm. Every salesperson should train with a child at that age.
Yeah.
It's like the negotiation is nuts. But the friend apparently didn't get punished, but she
did.
And she had a huge punishment, and I stuck all the way through it. It was 2 months with no phone. And it came up multiple times. I left the phone at school. And I said, turn it off. It's disconnected. And this is what you get. So learn from it. You know, and it didn't come back on until then. But when they know, and she's like, you know, I didn't you're the only person that does it. And I said, that's great, because you're the only kid I have to worry about.
That's a good answer.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm
not
their
parent.
My
daughter a lot. You're mine. I don't care that they go to bed at 10:30. You're what I'm worried about, and yeah. you need to go to bed at 9:30, and it's already started. This my friend does this, and then so yeah, yeah.
Good luck,
Heather. Greg. Good luck.
Oh man,
they're too smart for their own good.
Well, all of us, I think, could talk forever about our kids going through these sorts of things, and probably have lots of stories. We're gonna bring in a nurse to talk a little bit about this, and maybe Heather, you've got some questions to ask. Michelle Fanley, she's a mom and a school nurse at St. Andrew's School in Columbus, going to help us wade through this a little bit, maybe answer some of your questions.
Hi, Michelle. This is Heather.
Hi, Heather. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I'll tell you, I have a almost 10-year-old and an almost 7-year-old. And so the almost 10-year-old has kind of you know, grown up fast, and I'm faced with the hormones that are starting. And so I had this idea that maybe we should discuss this not only from the parenting angle, but also get a professional, someone who's immersed in this kind of a hormone culture every day. So I only have to deal with one girl, and you're dealing with a school full of boys and girls. So I guess I just am wondering one thing from all of the things I've been reading, are things starting a little earlier these days for kids as far as hormones go?
We are seeing some kids starting, you know, puberty a little bit earlier. And definitely I'm always surprised when I get the fourth grader that comes in and tells me she started her period. So we certainly have starting to see a little bit of a trend that some girls are definitely starting with. I had another nurse just tell me the other day, she said, I had a student come in and she thought she had breast cancer because here she is in third grade having breast buds. Oh. So it is important for us as parents and as educators to start talking to these girls a little bit earlier about what's going to be happening with their body, because this is going to be help them, to empower them. If they know what's going on, it's going to be much less anxiety.
Well, and your spouse, because that reminded me of when my husband called me. He texted me at work to say we need to get Liv to a doctor because she had this lump only in one breast.
Yes.
And I remember smiling and chuckling to myself, but he was frantic. Aww. And I felt so bad. But then it's like, sweetheart, she's fine. Her little boobies are starting to come in, and that's what happens. I mean, and they don't both come in at the same time sometimes. but so it's humorous, but it can cause a lot of anxiety. How can parents best prepare their kids?
Well, I think the important thing is to open those lines of communication. And when they start asking questions, that's a great opening. And I can tell you, I also have an almost 10-year-old, almost 7-year-old. I have a 15-year-old girl and a 17-year-old. And my almost 10-year-old got in the car from school the other day, and she said, "Mom, I don't know how we got started on this topic, but we started talking about puberty. And the teacher told us we're going to be talking later with the school nurse about it. But then, you know, another girl told the whole class about periods."
Uh-huh.
Girls,
yep.
And boys. So, you know, these moments can be really awkward. And you want to just be like, okay, well, we're going to talk about that later, right? But you have to seize those opportunities to say, okay, well, yes, you are, you know, getting older, and you are going to be, you know, having some, you know, changes in your body, and what, you know, ask them, what do they know about it already? And then giving them the good factual information that is actually going to happen, because a lot of times what they hear from their friends, it's not quite right.
Right. Right. Misinformation.
Yes. Lots of misinformation.
And for you guys that are on the, I would say the frontline workers here, what would you say as a school nurse, how would you prepare parents to have their kids ready at school if something were to happen?
Well, first, you arm yourself as a parent. There's a lot of great, actually, information and free things online, even videos that you can watch to talk about your kid. And then once you have the discussion, you know, for your daughter, make her a little packet, just a little makeup kit, like baggie, and you put a little pad in there, you know, put a panty liner, clean change of underwear. And just say, you know, no one's going to be able to see what this is. Keep this in your book bag, and then you always have it with you. And also encourage them to be open with the school nurse. And I always tell the girls when I go in and give the talk about human growth and development, all you have to do is tell your teacher, you know, I just need to see the nurse. And they know, you know, that it's okay just to let you come. And you just say, if you're too embarrassed to talk to me, even if you need supplies, just say, I need to use your bathroom. And that's kind of the code, because I keep feminine products in my bathroom. But, you know, I always try to open up that discussion and ask them how they're doing and how they're feeling, or especially if it's their first time, take time to talk to them and then communicate that with their parents to then talk with them at home, because sometimes the moms don't know and they get, you know, shocked that their daughters had their period at school. But just, you know, having that knowledge, having a just small bit of preparedness, telling them what to do so they don't panic. If they're at home, come tell me. Just tell me what this happens, or go tell the teacher, go tell the school nurse. They will understand. And I know they're embarrassed. It can be a very embarrassing topic. And I always tell the girls, don't be embarrassed. You know, I'm going through this right alongside with you.
Well, and I did something. My daughter still doesn't know this because she would probably be mortified. But she did not start at school. She was at home, and it was a weekend. So it kind of worked out for us in that regard, as well as it can work out. I remember we had the conversation, do you think any of your friends, you know, maybe you could talk to them? No, none of them. No. And I said, well, maybe they haven't. They're like you, and they don't want to talk about it. But she had a female advisor, little class advisor at the time, and I sent her an email. I knew her pretty well, and I just said, hey, maybe just know that Liv's very awkward right now, and, you know, using these products for the first time, and very emotional. And if you could just maybe, I'm giving you A, the heads up, and B, you know, just to maybe if she seems to be, you know, struggling or upset, maybe just having someone in her corner. And she sent me back a note immediately. Listen, you're not the only parent that's done this. I'm a mom. I've got it. Don't you worry about it. It's fine. And so
Absolutely.
It just made me feel better. You know, it made me feel better that someone there knew, even though she probably would have been mortified.
Yeah.
Had she known that I told somebody. You know?
Yes, absolutely. And that does happen. I get emails. In fact, this week I got two. My daughter had her first period, you know, and she's really embarrassed. And I haven't told the teacher. So, you know, I'm like, I am happy to go talk with her. And I encourage her, you know, it's okay to let your, you know, if you want me, I'll say something to the teacher. If you're too embarrassed to say, you need to even use the bathroom. And I'm happy to be that person for you. And that's part of what the school nurse is there for. And the other, you know, teachers and things are there to help to support the kids when they're going through this.
And so our producer, Greg, has a son as well who is 8. So, you know, on the cusp of the hormones. And is there any specific advice or maybe a challenge that you've seen with the boys at school that maybe you wanted to make parents aware of, or ways that, you know, we can help prepare our kids as far as boys go?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I actually use a program from Always, the pad company. They have a boys and girls program, and they have nice little booklets that we give that parents can also get things download right online and videos. So you also need to talk about puberty with boys, and we do give the boys the information about what is going on with girls, so they hopefully can act maturely about this. Right, because we all know that the jokes and, you know, and making fun of and all those types of things. So talking to boys about the appropriate reaction, and then also what's going on with their bodies and choices. They're going to start having a lot of different choices in their life, and right, hormones are going crazy. So to understand what's going on again with their body is a really big piece of this, and how to make good decisions.
Now, all of that you've shared with us is really good for boys and girls. As a mom, though, do you find it easier since you handle this for other kids all the time, or does it make it harder?
No, it's still awkward, right? It's still like, oh, I don't want to talk about this, you know, and especially when you go it through with your first daughter, like it was really awkward. And now that you have I'm going through my second daughter, okay, I've done this one time, it's okay, but it's never going to be a very easy, very comfortable thing. And each child is going to react a little differently. Some kids are totally mortified when you want to talk about that type of thing. And some are like, oh, Mom, I already know all this. I know it all. So it's a challenge for everybody. And I think sometimes that's why a great thing is to have little books or videos that you could say, let's sit down and watch this together. And that takes the pressure off. I even use videos when I teach, and it makes it just a lot easier to sit side by side with the kids or with your daughter and to watch the video or with your son and then talk about it. What questions do you have? You've got a lot of information there. So let's talk about this.
Yes, because the video is going to, as my husband said, Heather, please don't talk about science with the kids.
Yes.
So it always ends up wrong and skewed, and then I've scared them or something.
Yeah.
So I think the video is a great idea. And then I can answer follow-up questions maybe, but because I just, sometimes I find myself speechless and I don't want to say the wrong thing. But although at the same time, she needs to know I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
And it's all, I mean, I'm still learning about it, and I've had 2 children because the hormones are now different for mom, but I'm now on the cusp of menopause.
Yeah.
So it's just, we're both dealing with them in different ways. So,
and it's good for your daughter to know your story. You know, tell her about the first time you got your period and when, you know, how things changed. And that also helps, especially with timing. Some girls are going to be very early and some girls are going to be very late. And, you know, my daughter was the very last one in her class. So that was anxiety, you know, for her, because she was thinking, is this ever going to happen? I was like, oh, the same thing happened to me, you know? So I think telling them your story helps them understand, you know, maybe what more to expect for them, and understand you did go through this as well as the mom. It's not a unique thing. Everybody goes through this.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like the one thing for sure in parenting, if it's a mom and a daughter, that you do know.
Yep.
Like some of the stuff, you're making your best guess and you're giving advice. This you actually know, and you have a lot of experience in, typically. So I always tell her that, yeah, I've got a lot of experience in this. And, you know, any of your questions, but I told Heather this, and Michelle, maybe you can agree that no matter how much you prepare, you will be taken off guard at some point.
Yes. Absolutely. And there's always that question. You're like, oh, I didn't think you knew about that. Or, okay.
Oh.
There will be a lot of questions. And it's okay to say, in anything you're teaching, you're like, I need to, you know, research that a little bit. Let me get back to you. Like, let me, you know, if you're totally cannot think of the right thing to say, it's absolutely okay to take a little time and then revisit the issue. So don't feel overwhelmed if you don't know the perfect answer.
Well, and your kids know you. I hope by that point, my daughter knows, if I started spouting off some, you know, spectacular answer that I prepared, she'd look at me and go, who are you and what'd you do to my mom?
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, they know you, right? Your girls know you. And you know, if you just say, you know, let me think about that for a second. I don't think there's a problem with that.
Yes, absolutely.
And
opening those lines of communication that your daughter or your son feels comfortable talking with you and that you're not going to freak out if they ask you a question about these type of things.
Right, right.
And to be honest, Michelle, we didn't have a school nurse that I'm aware of. I grew up in the country, and so this is just an incredible resource. I'm so grateful for the work that you do and helping parents with, you know, a scary time for the kids. So thank you so much for all of this information today.
Oh, it's been an honor to do this.
Thank you so much. Michelle Fanley, mom and school nurse at St. Andrew's School in Columbus. We appreciate your perspective on this.
Well, thank you. Take care.
Now, Heather, you know that it's true. We might be on Pinterest. I don't know if you're on Pinterest.
Yes.
I was for a while. Now I try to look other places. But we will see something online or on Pinterest, and we fall in love with it, right? And we think, now, why can't my house look like that? I think we can actually find ways to make that happen, right? Because usually we'll stick something, put a pin in it, we'll send it to ourselves or send it to, you know, someone else and say, what do you think of this? Or we may even share it online. From America's Floor Source, Michelle Coulter, who is a designer in the builder department. Michelle, thank you for joining us on MomCast.
Not a problem. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for asking me.
Can we do that? Can we come to you and say, look, I found this on Pinterest. What can I do? What kind of flooring do you have? Or what can I do to make my house look more like this
picture?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And in fact, we encourage that kind of thing because at least it gives us, especially for the designers, but also for the salespeople who are going to go out on their mobile floor source to see your home, but we're going to know exactly what you're looking for. And if you have, you know, a while before you're going to be installing these, then we can help you with that. If something has to be installed immediately, we have, you know, we can definitely help you and find something that's going to have, if not that same material, something that is pretty darn similar and is going to have that same look and feel and give your home that same look that you're looking for and in something that's even in stock that you can take home and you know, have installed tomorrow. So, you know, we do have that capability, and everybody, we're all really well versed with Pinterest. We're like, oh yeah, we've seen that picture before. I got you. I'll help you with that. So yeah, absolutely.
I love this. And, you know, you've talked about, you know, your different locations and your showrooms, but I have to be honest, my weekends are crazy, you know, and like a lot of moms, I work full time. Kids are in sports. Sometimes they're homeschooling and maybe some moms aren't comfortable yet going out into the store right now. So I understand that you have a mobile option as well.
We do. And what's nice, too, is if you, you know, you just give us a call, kind of sort of even you could email us and tell us, you know, show us the picture of things that you like. But it's kind of nice to have the mobile floor source salesperson come out because we have in the van, which is a huge van, tons of different options. Yeah. And everything is all, you know, different colors and different styles and different, you know, just looks. And they can review and look at your house and kind of help you figure out what's going to brighten the space or darken the space or, you know, just change up the space. And they can help you pin that down and figure it out and be able to measure it and tell you exactly how much you need and exactly how much your price is going to be and your lead time. And, you know, it makes it so much easier because while you're cooking dinner, they can be running around measuring your house and you're figuring, you know, you still have your active life and you still have things going on. So, and I think that's an awesome thing to have done is just call us up and say, I need somebody to come in on this day and we'll do it. We'll be there.
Yeah. Well, I'm loving that idea for sure.
Do we have to clean or do you just need to be able to measure things?
Just need to measure. Great. You know,
a path.
I can't promise. There is laundry everywhere.
Listen, if you did mobile floor source and food truck.
Hey, if we could combine the two.
Yeah, could you do that? Can you give everyone the website? I think the website would be the easiest way, Michelle, for folks to find you.
It's just americasfloorsource.com. Just remember there's Americas. There's an S on the end of Americas. Floorsource.com, and you're good to go.
A big thank you to one of our sponsors, the Hutta family of orthodontists. And Heather, I mean, you're right at the age with your girls.
Yes, my oldest just lost her last baby tooth.
Aww.
Yeah, it's bittersweet.
Sure.
She's still got a cute smile. But you know, it's funny, she has her daddy's smile, Stacy, which is a little crooked.
Oh.
It's cute, but I'm not going to tell her.
It's adorable, but you're going to fix that.
That's right. Absolutely. Now's the time, right?
Yeah.
You have experience with this.
Oh, you know, if you want the best of the best, the Hutta family of orthodontists, Dr. James T. Hutta, Dr. Larry Hutta, they're responsible literally for thousands of smiles all over Central Ohio. And it's one of those places people will light up if you mention the name Hutta. Because they have been at this more than 30 years. So they have treated so many patients, and now they have patients who are bringing their kids. And that says everything. It says everything about going to the right orthodontist.
So what's my first step, Stacy? Do they do like a consultation?
Yeah, free consultation and a free x-ray, which tells you when it's time to start the process. And they'll tell you if it's not. They'll tell you if you need to wait. HuttaFamilyOrtho.com. Just go there, look around, and they'll answer your questions.
Okay, well, I do feel better. I hope this information was helpful. And wherever you are, whether your kids are still young, or maybe you're immersed in the hormones, or maybe you've seen it through.
I'm trying to picture someone immersed in hormones.
You're looking at her.
My own
hormones.
Oh, gosh.
Now my daughter's next in line. So we actually will post some of these links when we post the show on Facebook and in the show description. So you'll be able to access those resources and also make sure you chime in on Facebook. We'd love to hear your comments. We've all either been through it or have children who are going through it. So we do appreciate that. And actually, on a wider spectrum, if you just have a show idea, a topic idea, you know, puberty and hormones was a thing that I was living through. And so if you have something in mind, make sure to let us know on Facebook. And most importantly, remember, you can take MomCast with you wherever you go. And you need to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't yet. On behalf of Stacy and Greg, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll catch you next time.